So right now, there are more than 8,500 Starlink satellites in orbit out of close to 13,000 active satellites, right? So most satellites in orbit are Starlink. These satellites, they provide internet. And like, I live in rural Saskatchewan. I understand how bad rural internet is. So I totally understand why people are jumping on this. But yeah, they use a lot of satellites to provide this service. So that can cause collision risks in orbit, changes the way the night sky looks. I'm sure everyone who has gone outside has seen satellites within a couple hours of sunrise or sunset. And now they're starting to re-enter. So all of the satellites that are in low Earth orbit, like Starlink, the end of life plan is for them to burn up in Earth's atmosphere. So all of those 8,500 satellites are going to burn up in Earth's atmosphere within 5 years. They only have 5-year operating lifetime. So they've already burned up something like 1,200 satellites. And one of them burned up starting over Vancouver Island, and it was visible from Vancouver to Calgary to Saskatoon. And yeah, I'd like to know what happened at the very end of that reentry.
And what date was that?
It was visible over a few minutes on the night of Monday, September 22nd, and the morning of September 23rd.
Where do you believe that if there were any debris, and in most cases, I'm assuming the satellite burns up, but in cases where there are debris, if there was debris, where would you expect it to have potentially fallen?
So there's a whole bunch of videos that are posted just like on Reddit and various websites of, you know, people who saw this reentry happening and took out their phones and filmed it, right? And you can see that Vancouver and Calgary, like, it's a very tight looking ball of fire in the sky. Like, it's quite dramatic. And then by the time it gets to Saskatoon, you can see many discrete pieces that are all traveling together. And so I think definitely fell somewhere east of Saskatoon, but it could have fallen on farmland just east of Saskatoon. That's the most likely place to find pieces, if any survived. SpaceX, who builds Starlink, has said that these satellites are designed to burn up completely. And, you know, the fact that 1,200 of them have reentered and pieces have only been discovered in Saskatchewan last year once means that they are mostly burning up, but there still could be pretty big pieces. The piece that survived the ground in Hodgeville was like, I don't know, maybe like two big laptops put together, right? It's not that big, but like if it hit you falling at terminal velocity, it would definitely kill you. It's not something to take lightly.
Now, this is probably a good time of year to find pieces if it didn't land in the forest, if it landed on the field there. The crop has been harvested. Farmers are doing fall field work, so there's a potential for people to see something. So what should they be looking for?
It's perfect timing, right? So if you go out in your field and you find a piece of metal sitting on top of the stubble, that could be space debris. It also could be something that fell off your tractor, right? Like, it's actually quite hard to tell the difference. And I've only personally seen a couple of examples of space debris that made it to the ground. So I don't have like a broad encyclopedic knowledge of all possibilities. But like the Starlink piece that I've seen pictures of, if I found that in my field, I might think it fell off my tractor, right? It just looks like kind of a melty, slightly charred piece of metal. So if you find anything that looks like that, I would love to get an email from you with a photo, and I will be happy to figure out what to do with it. Because, yeah, once something goes into space, it's covered under international law, and it gets very complicated. So, and even if it turns out to not be space debris, please just send me the pictures. It's totally fine.
Yeah, I'm assuming Starlink wants debris back.
Starlink would want the debris back, I hope, in order to study it and learn why it didn't burn up completely. But it has to go through governments, right? So because anything in space is covered under the late 1960s, early 1970s international treaties, that means that it has to go through the Canadian government, the U.S. government, and then SpaceX, right? So it's complicated. And now I've helped a couple of people go through this, so I can definitely put you in touch with the right people.
The previous two incidents were at Hodgeville and later on in Ituna last year. Just tell us about the incident at Ituna when the SpaceX people went there to pick up the debris. What was it like then?
Yeah, so the Ituna debris fall was much bigger than what I think we would expect from a Starlink. This was from a Crew Dragon trunk and it left many large pieces scattered across several different farms. And some of the pieces I saw were 80 to 100 pounds, which is really terrifying to think about that falling from space. And nobody was hurt, but basically SpaceX had to come clean up the pieces. And so they sent two SpaceX employees in a rented U-Haul. They came and picked up the pieces. They did pay the farmers who found pieces, so that's kind of nice. But they wouldn't answer a single question. I asked them a bunch of questions. Some journalists asked them a bunch of questions. They didn't answer anything. So I didn't get any more information out of it. And it felt very Men in Black kind of thing, right? It was really weird.
I'm sure Elon doesn't want his people talking to the media. So
yeah,
you are doing a study on this or writing a report. Tell us about your research into this.
I'm just trying to understand how our use of space is changing, right? So we have all these thousands of satellites in orbit, most of them launched in just the last 5 years. What's happening at the end of their lives? What kind of pollution is this adding to the atmosphere? How is this changing the night sky, right? I'm an astronomer, so that's how I originally started thinking about this. But here in Saskatchewan, this is the best place in the world to find pieces of space debris, right? Just because looking out my window right now across a harvested canola field, right? Like, that's the perfect place to find pieces of debris. And because of that, and because of the fact that the orbits that they've chosen happen to be the most dense right above our heads here on the southern prairies. So reentries are most likely to happen here, and we're most likely to be able to find those pieces, right? Like, if these pieces fell in BC or in Quebec, like, you'd never find them, right? They'd be hidden in the woods or in the mountains. But here we have a pretty good chance of finding it. So I just happen to be in the perfect place to understand what's happening and how this is changing our world.
If a farmer or landowner does find something and they're not sure what it is, how do they contact you?
So first, if you have any safety concerns at all, if you see damage from something that fell out of orbit on your property, you should contact the RCMP first. But if it seems safe and you're comfortable taking a picture and sending it to me, you can get in touch through spacejunk@outerspaceinstitute.ca, or you can look me up, Samantha Lawler, at the University of Regina, and find my email that way. But I'd love to get pictures, and I would be very happy if it turns out to be space debris. I would be very happy to put you in touch with the right people and figure out what to do with it.
Excellent. Is there anything else we should know, Samantha?
Let me just add that, like, anybody listening to this, you're not going to get hit by space debris, right? Like, I don't want to come across as like, oh my gosh, everybody needs helmets on the prairie. No. It's not that big of a problem. Like, every time there's a reentry, you know, it's kind of like rolling the dice, and eventually something's going to get damaged and maybe someone's going to get killed. But, like, there's many things that you should worry about more than getting hit by space debris. So I don't want to cause alarm.